This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has released another legislative proposal to address the COVID-19 surge in the state. Health officials reported yesterday the surge has killed another 92 people in Wisconsin, a new one-day record. Evers' plan calls for a temporary ban on evictions and foreclosures, help for the unemployed, and suspension of school report cards and standardized testing. Health insurance companies would have to cover COVID-19 testing and treatment. The proposal comes as county leaders around Wisconsin are taking more action against the pandemic. Dane County has just banned indoor gatherings and will limit outdoor events to 10 people. Even in more conservative Waukesha County, officials are urging residents to be more careful. The county added nearly 6,000 cases of COVID last month and is on pace to double that number this month. County Executive Paul Farrow says he hopes people don't have large gatherings on Thanksgiving.
I understand there's a strong desire for people to get together with friends and family over the holidays, but I'm asking you to rethink your plans and make sure that you're acting safely.
Farrow says that includes physical distancing from other people and wearing a mask inside public buildings. Waukesha County has gone from having 8 contact tracers to reach out to confirmed patients to try to find information that will limit the spread of the disease to about 250. Farrow says help in keeping them on the payroll is the main thing he'd like from state and federal politicians.
That costs us $220,000 a week. That is money that we got from the state through the CARES Act funding. If that funding, which is set to expire in December, isn't renewed, we are working on sustainability plans to try to keep some of the contact tracers in place, but we won't be able to keep them all there.
Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
From the WUWM Newsroom, I'm Taryn Powell. On the same day that Governor Evers released his proposal to tackle the coronavirus, Republican Assembly Speaker announced initiatives that he says would address the fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic. Voss argues the GOP measures are in areas that haven't been given enough attention by Evers. The new ideas include doubling the number of contact tracers, increasing access to rapid testing, and extending testing assistance from the National Guard. Voss also mentioned assisting those receiving unemployment benefits.
One of the creative ideas we would like to do is to take unemployment insurance recipients who potentially don't have the ability to go back to their former job and see if they would have the ability to go and do contact tracing, do it for a limited amount of time, and be paid for it in addition to the unemployment benefits that they deserve.
Voss says Evers has given funds to some individuals and businesses that are struggling, but the GOP plan takes a different tack.
We'd prefer to see a targeted approach to make sure that if you have been directly impacted by the coronavirus, where you had a reduction in either demand or in the ability to be able to pay your bills, that the state of Wisconsin would be a partner to help folks as they deal with a very tough winter.
While Voss mentioned the broader GOP concepts, he says there is no legislation drafted at this time. He says Republicans want to talk with the Democratic governor about where they can find common ground.
We think that some of his ideas are certainly workable, some are not, but I think that's the point of negotiations, that we put out our best ideas, he puts out things that he supports, and we see where common ground can be found to hopefully get a bill proposed and passed as quickly as we can.
Evers and GOP leaders have been unable to work together on a virus response so far, and Republicans have fought Evers in court over his efforts to curtail the virus through a safer-at-home order, a mask mandate, and limits on how many people can gather indoors at bars, restaurants, and other places. Taryn Powell, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.